And welcome back to the Flanagan Center as we get sent for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and Briarcliff. The Broncos coming off of their loss the other night to the Doan College Tigers at 90-73 as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And I guess, Coach, your team has never lost back-to-back games so far this year. We try to keep that rolling here today in Sioux City.
Yeah, we've got to find a way to respond. And, you know, hopefully our attention is a little bit back. A little bit more back on track, I should say. I thought we played really good the first half, and I think it was just, you know, you come out and you get outscored, or they go on an 8-0 run in about 30 seconds and erase the, you know, the hard work that you had done in the previous 20 minutes, I think was kind of demoralizing. And after we took our second timeout, I kind of thought we were in trouble because all the momentum was definitely in Doan's direction, and their crowd was into it. And I thought we did a pretty good job in the first 20 minutes of keeping their crowd at bay. And we just kind of, you know, got a little lethargic and a little deer in the headlights look there when they kind of got rolling. It was just hard to stop once they got that momentum going.
12 turnovers offensively in the second half against Doan, and it pretty well zeroed out any offense that we got going the other night.
Yeah, it really did. And basically everything that we turned over seemed to go into immediate, very, very quick points. It would be like throwing a 80-yard pick six for a touchdown. You know, just takes the air right out of your sails. And you know, for any team, it's hard to recover from. But when you're on the road like that and giving all the momentum back to the home team, but you got to credit Doan. You know, they did what they needed to do to get themselves back in it because, you know, we had a couple different opportunities in the first half where we're up a double-digit lead. And, you know, the way we were playing offensively, I thought we were really controlling that thing. And I thought we did a pretty good job on Reed and Baronic in the first half. Anytime you let a kid come off the bench and hit you for 21, it's hard to game plan for a lot of that.
He's got to be careful now, especially in the month of January, not to let that loss snowball on us and get back to maybe the winning ways.
Yeah, we do. You know, and we've got a tough task here today. There's no question. But at the same time, you know, it's a team that we have very good familiarity with. It's a team that we had pretty good success with here earlier in December and on our home court. But you know, these kinds of opportunities just don't come around. We're going to have to at some point be the team that's nationally ranked and, you know, get back to that. We had some success with it early in the season, beat some nationally ranked teams, you know, Briarcliff being one of them, Doan being one of those teams also. But since then, we've kind of tailed off and we've played teams tight. We played nationally ranked teams tough, but it's time, you know, to really see what our character is about, our competitiveness is about. And if we can come out of here today with a win, that really bode well for us taking a seven-day break before we face Northwestern at home.
It's the team in Briarcliff today that we've been battling in the conference standings, it seems, all season long. Been battling in the national standings. A couple of teams have been receiving votes the last couple of weeks. We've got to probably pick up a win here today to get us some national exposure and as we start trying to maneuver ourselves into the postseason.
Well, I think if we want an at-large opportunity today would be a big, big step because, you know, this is a game on the road that, like you said, can clearly bump you ahead of Briarcliff, give us the same record in conference and overall if we were able to win here today. If not, you've got a, you know, about a game and a half behind Briarcliff in that instance. And you know, there's really, and from first to eighth place in our league, I think there's only a game or two game separation. And after what happened last weekend on Wednesday in the conference with Northwestern and Dort both going down, you know, it's really made things closer. You know, it probably helped us in one hand, but it didn't really create any separation anywhere either. So we're still kind of stuck there in the middle of this whole menagerie of just junk and at some point in time, you know, the cream has to start rising to the top. And with eight games to go, it's going to have to start rising pretty quick because there's just, you know, every time you step out, there's just fewer games to be played. And if something doesn't start to transpire, if teams don't start to step up and take advantage of the situation, it's really going to hurt our league overall because everybody's just knocking the heck out of everybody. And there's just not a lot of separation in there. And it's ultimately going to be your conference tournament champ and your conference champ are probably going to be the only ones that get an outright opportunity to go.
Obviously, I put more pressure on us down the stretch here. January is always as tough as it is. Don't have to have that to worry about either.
No, we don't. But, you know, I mean, we've got a pretty good stretch here of our next, you know, after tonight, I think we've got five of our next seven at home. So we're definitely in control of our own destiny and there's still a lot to play for. But we've just got to get back to, you know, kind of playing tougher and playing for 40 minutes, even though, you know, the two previous games that we won prior to Wednesday night at Doan, we haven't played, or even, I guess, I'm sorry, if you take Doan at Dakota Wesleyan, our second halves have been what's kind of been hurting us. And we've come out in both of those games and played very well and had the lead going into halftime. And obviously against Dakota Wesleyan, it played out okay because we got the win, but didn't play nearly as sharp or as crisp in the second half. Against Doan, you know, that was clearly a difference in the game is how they came out and more prepared than we were in the second half. And that, more on anything, falls back on us as a coaching staff. We've got to just do a better job of making some adjustments. A lot of times when you're going up, it's hard to adjust because you really don't know what teams are going to come out and do. So, you know, that relies on making quicker adjustments and timeouts or even dead ball situations or personnel, and we just did not make those adjustments as good as we needed to.
Guys had a couple of days now to get ready for Briarcliff. They know what's at stake here today. They racked pretty good this week after in practice.
Yeah, I thought we've had two really good days of preparation. I think, you know, the things, the tweaks that we're making are the right things. And it's just, again, this late in the year, there's so much film available. There's so much familiarity with each team and each program. And the coaches know, you know, the adjustments that need to be made. It's just a matter of getting your team individually focused and having your kids and having that maturity and that savvy that, you know, the best teams have this late in the year. And if you can do that and get your team, you know, to continue to buy in and continue to get better, just a little bit better in small details, that's typically the teams that are winning at the end of the year.
Which is the team that we beat 88-69, you know, home earlier this season. Why were we successful in that ballgame?
Well, it's funny you mention that because we've been watching film of that game here the last couple of days, and just the aggressiveness and the attentiveness and the alertness and the focus and the toughness and, you know, the things that you can't write on a board, the things that you can't set up a drill for, the things that when we've been at our best, that's how we've played. And I think the thing that we try and do is just show our kids positive clips, you know, game clips of here's when your feet are active, or here's when you're communicating, or here's when you're stepping to your blockouts, here's the result, you know, and more times than not, it's going to be a positive result. Now, there are that rare instance when, you know, a kid doesn't communicate and we get a steal, or when a kid does communicate and they still make a play. But, you know, all in all, I think when you look at it from top to bottom, when we do the little things right and our daily habits take over in a game situation, that's when we're our best.
When we deal with Briarcliff, Jake Shipley comes to mind right away. He's a big, tall kid. It's going to be on the perimeter at 6'8", which obviously causes us some matchup problems out there.
Well, it does. And I think the thing we've got to do is try and expose his weaknesses, which, you know, when we're physical with him and every game that we've played and we've been the more physical team, we've been successful. You know, a year ago we went up there and got a win, and we were very physical with them. And you know, he got 15 points on us that night, but it took him 15 shots to get there. So the thing with Ship is everything that they do is going to go through him. We understand that. Our kids are aware of that. So he's not going to sneak in the gym and catch us by surprise at 6'8" on the perimeter, no doubt. But we've just got to make every touch that he gets a tough touch. And he can't come in and get uncontested shots, and we've got to be physical with him through screens. Everything they run is, you know, he's their first primary look. And if we can continue to get in him and make him work and wear him down physically, you know, the best thing that we can do is try and take his legs away from some of the last 10 minutes of the game. The shots that he is taking are short.
They got two other kids that average in double figures, the Murren kid, and then Turner Faye is back out there averaging in double figures. Turner scores 13 against us the first time around.
And he's a kid that really can shoot it. You know, I mean, he can shoot it. I think he's even a little bit more comfortable with the ball in his hands and, you know, kind of coming down in transition, shooting a transition three versus running set plays for him. He runs the point. He's very active, does a very good job for him. The Murren kid is been streaky here of late. I mean, a couple weeks ago, he made 19 threes in a two-day classic. You know, he went 19 for like 25 in two games total. So he's obviously got the ability to just really, really shoot the ball and shoot it well. So, you know, we just can't let shooters get in a rhythm, and that's our biggest thing. I think we do have a little bit of an advantage on the inside. Dylan had a very good game against him last time. You know, Jake Marvin had 40 against this same team a year ago. So you know, we do have some opportunities there, but we just can't let their scores get in great comfortable rhythm. And if we can take them out of those things, I like our chances.
Somehow you can dial up a 40 for Jake today?
Well, we're going to try. He didn't practice yesterday because he's starting to get a bug. So, you know, maybe he'll have that Jordan-esque type performance again and come in and knock down 40. It makes me look really smart in a quick hurry.
You talked about being physical with this team. What are the sort of things we got to do today?
Well, we've got to be very good with our off-screen help. You know, we've got to really junk things up where we can and you know, really try and maximize our helpers and maximize, you know, the people that we can to bump. We've got to play smart, though. We can't just go out and start shoving people around like we're in an alley fight. We've got to be, you know, have a little bit of savvy to it and be able to bump off the cut and, you know, off the ball. We've got to be smart. We've got to give good ball pressure, and we've got to try and play very good with our dummy defense and those key players that we're helping off of. But we got to get back to those kids too when the shot does go up, because we can't allow kids that are basically a non-factor. We can't allow them to hurt us on the boards and get easy putbacks or fouls.
Good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, Ted Dorr, Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Briarcliff today, 1230 KHAS.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon as we get sent for the men's game between Hastings College and Briarcliff. And Briarcliff winning the women's ball game in overtime today by a score of 79-70. Hastings men coming in with a mark of 16 wins and 6 losses on the season. Broncos are sitting at 7-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings dropping one to Doan the other night by a score of 90-73. Meanwhile, Briarcliff coming in a record of 16 wins and 5 losses. They are 7-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff, they are coming off of a game last week as well. And the Chargers last week beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 66-62. In fact, the Briarcliff basketball team is the hottest team right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have won 6 games in a row. During this stretch, they have beaten Dakota State, Friends University, Mount Marty, Morningside, Midland, and Nebraska Wesleyan. They have not lost since right before Christmas. They dropped one 74-58 to Dort. So this team has not lost in 2013 so far, as Hastings College will play them here this afternoon at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. This is the 17th all-time meeting between these two schools, with Briarcliff leading Hastings in the all-time series 10-6. The two teams have split series of 2 games the last 3 seasons. Hastings College beat Briarcliff earlier this year in a home game back at the Osborne Sports Complex by a score of 88-69. So it's Hastings College and Briarcliff squaring off here this afternoon in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This is an important ball game for Hastings, too. The Broncos and Briarcliff in a neck-and-neck battle for 4th place in the conference. Top 4 teams will get a home games for the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament that comes up next month. And Hastings and Briarcliff battling for that number 4 spot right now. Briarcliff holds the advantage at 7-4. Hastings a half a game back at 7-5. They've also been battling in the national polls, receiving votes just outside the nation's top 25. That's something that you look at when we get down to at-large bids to the NAIA National Tournament down in Branson, Missouri. So a win here today for Hastings would be huge for the Broncos. Hastings going to be dressed in their gray uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the maroon. Briar Cliff is going to be in their gold uniforms, trimmed and lettered in their blue numerals here this afternoon. Right now, we're going to have the playing of the national anthem again as we get set for basketball action. The men's game here today between Hastings College and Briar Cliff here on 1230 KHIS.
Thank you.
Moment of silence for a special tribute here before the basketball game. They're going to give them the introduction, so no national anthem, just a moment of silence for a special person here in Sioux City here this afternoon. So we'll give you the starting lines for Hastings College here this afternoon, brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Carson Bloom, a 5'10" freshman out of Minden today. Bloom is averaging 5 points, 1.8 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, 6'4", a junior out of Elba, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, 6'2", a junior out of Norfolk, averaging 15 points and 3 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon, 6'2", and a senior out of Kearney, averaging 15 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. And Dylan Flynn, 6'7", and junior out of Lincoln. Flynn is averaging 12.9 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. For the Chargers of Briar Cliff, they'll go with Taylor Murren. Murren is a 6'1" and senior out of Wahoo. Murren is averaging 13.2 points and 3 rebounds per game. John Engler is a 6'6" and senior from Fort Dodge, Iowa. Engler is averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds per game. Jake Shipley is 6'8" and senior from State Center, Iowa. Shipley is the fourth leading scorer in the conference, averaging 17.2 points per ball game. He's also grabbing 5.7 rebounds per game. Turner Fay is a 6 foot sophomore out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Fay is averaging 10 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Then Michael Collison, a big 6'10" senior post player out of Iowa Falls, Iowa. Collison is averaging 5 points and 5.8 rebounds per ball game. Your signing lineups today brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Other games going on in the conference today. Nebraska Wesleyan is playing up the road at Sioux Center, Iowa today against the Dort Defenders. Midland is playing in Yankton, South Dakota against Mount Marty. Doan is also in Sioux City this afternoon, playing just down the road at Morningside. And then tomorrow, you've got a Sunday game with Concordia playing at Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings College women losing the first ball game 79-70 in overtime this afternoon to Briar Cliff. And Hastings winning the first ball game between these two teams. Final score of 88-69 in the ball game we had earlier this year back at the Osborne Sports Complex. So game number two of the two-game series here for the 2012-2013 season. Marvin will tip things off against Collison for Briar Cliff. Ball is in the air. Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right here in the first half. Carson Bloom has got the ball for Hastings. That'll be Briar Cliff starting off in a man-to-man defense. Then the right side is going to be Dane Bacon. Comes out between the circles now to Brady Woolman. Dribbles behind his screen from Wells. Moves it down to the baseline. There's a pass to Wells. He gets into the lane. Gives the ball away. Now to Dylan Flynn. Flynn puts it up there left-handed. Misses the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Shipley. Shipley runs her back the other way for Briar Cliff. Gets into the hands of Turner Fay. Turner Fay is the Grand Island Central Catholic product. He can really light him up from the outside. There's a Taylor Murren with the ball. Murren gets it to John Engler out here in three-point territory. He hands it away again to Fay. Fay gives it away. That's going to be Jake Shipley. Shipley comes out to Collison. Collison down the left side to Turner Fay, looking to penetrate. Spins left side of the lane to the free throw line. Jumper is up there from Shipley. No good. Rebound comes down offensively to Collison. Foul shot good. Michael Collison is going to be a big boy to handle today. He's going to be a 6'10" post player in there. He grabs the offensive rebound and he puts down the first field goal of the ball game. Here's Wells. He comes back, spins in the lane, and puts up a shot. He's going to be fouled in the play. So Wells will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. Foul into play there by Briar Cliff's Jake Shipley. That's the first foul on Jake. Team foul number one on the Chargers. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Wells, a 70% foul shooter in the season. He is 31 out of 44 from the free throw line. He'll get two shots here. So Brent Wells, the former tight end for the Nebraska football team, throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Hastings is a team now fifth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage at 71%. They were number one in the conference in free throw shooting much earlier in the season. It tailed off here the past couple of weeks. Second shot by Wells is up there. It's going to be good. It's now a 2-1 ball game. Briar Cliff has got the lead. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up, it'll be John Engler. Gets it to Turner Fay. He drives for the hole. Nice pass underneath the basket, and Michael Collison stuffs one home. Michael Collison slams home the second field goal of the ball game. He's now got 4 points. It's a 4-1 ball game. Briar Cliff has got the lead. Turner Fay gets the assist on the last play for the Chargers. Hastings trailing in the ball game, 4-1. There's Brady Woolman with the ball. Brady Woolman drives the ball down the left side of the lane, throws up a running one-hander. It's good. Brady Woolman scores for the Broncos. It's 4-3. Here comes Turner Fay back with the ball now for Briar Cliff. Gets it to Engler. Engler bounce pass to the near sideline to Shipley. He brings it out into three-point territory. Shipley pass down the left side of the lane to Engler. Then Engler gets it to Collison, and he stuffs home another one. Michael Collison with back-to-back stuffs here in the first half. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame. He only averages 5 on the season. He's got 6 in the first 2.5 minutes of the ballgame. Briar Cliff out on top by a score of 6-3. Here's a Brady Woolman. His bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. He puts it up there left-handed. His shot is down. Hung on the lip and gets the backspin down through the hole. That's the first field goal of the ballgame for Dylan Flynn. 6-5 is the score. Here's a Turner Fay with the ball. Moves it left side of the lane. Back out on top to Engler. Cranks up a three. His shot is up there. No good. Down for the rebound. Hastings grabs it. That's going to be Woolman with the ball as he runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Woolman takes it to the free throw line. Now mishandles the ball. It is loose and it's picked up by the Broncos. That's Wells out to Woolman for three. Shot good. Wells picks up the loose ball, gets it out to Brady, and he cranks up the three and hits it. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Now Hastings College all of a sudden grabs the lead at 8-6, their first lead of the ball game at the 17:08 mark of this first half. Here's John Engler with the ball. Comes over here to Turner Fay. Moves it down to Collison, stepping away from the basket at the three-point line now. Hands away to Shipley for three. Shot good. Jake Shipley nails the three ball there for Briar Cliff, and the Chargers reclaim the lead. 9-8 is the score. Here's Brady Woolman. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside now. Takes it into the paint from the elbow. Left side. Shot good. Woolman now is 7 out of the first 10 points here for Hastings College. Wells has got a free throw. Dylan Flynn's got the other field goal. 10-9 is the score. Broncos out on top here in this first half of play. There's Turner Fay spinning, goes to the basket, his shot good. Turner Fay gets to the front of the rim there and scores. For Brian Cliff, he's averaging 10 points per ball game, gets his first field goal. And the Chargers have the lead now, 11-10 over Hastings. There's a long-range jumper there, a three-pointer put up and in by Dane Bacon. Dane Bacon scores 3 points. He had 27 the other night against Doan. Gets his first three-pointer to go down. Hastings College now with a lead by the score of 13-11 in the seesaw first half of play. Here's Briar Cliff with the ball. Bounce pass goes left side of the lane. They get it to a John Engler. Engler now to a Jake Shipley as they move it around. Down in the corner of the right side, that's going to be Taylor Murn with the ball. Taylor Murn sends it right side of the lane. Turnaround jumper is up there and in by Shipley. Shipley has now got 5 points in the ball game. Briar Cliff is averaging 78 points per ball game in offense. Hastings College is averaging 81. Here's Wells down the lane. Spinning move is underhanded. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Turner Fay. Fay runs her back the other way. Now for Briar Cliff. Comes into the forecourt. It's going to drive the ball there. And underneath the basket. Gets now here to the free throw line to Collison. Bounce pass to Shipley down in the corner. Shipley back out to Collison. Now to Murn. Fakes the three. Moves to his left. Fires up a three. A shot good. Taylor Murn. He is second in the conference in three-pointers made. And he hits his first three-pointer here. And Briar Cliff is out to a three-point lead, 16-13 over Hastings. Here's Dylan Flynn. He drives for the basket. He's going to be fouled into play here by Michael Collison. Collison picks up his first. Team foul number two on the Chargers. 15:06 to play here in the first half. Hastings College is trailing Briar Cliff by a score of 16-13. Collison is going to check out of the ball game. Now Ricky Torres is going to come into the contest now for Briar Cliff. Another 6'6" sophomore player from Denison, Iowa. Here's Dylan Flynn in the lane. His shot no good. Tip try by Flynn is up and in. Dylan Flynn Now with 4 points in the ball game for the Broncos. 16-15 is the score. It's a one-point lead for the Chargers. Over on the wing on the right side is Clay Harold, who's into the ball game. Clay Harold moves the ball over here to the left side to a Zach Otting, who's into the ball game now for Briarcliff. Out to Fay. Now to Otting here on the sideline. They get it out there to Jake Shipley. In between the circles. Now to Turner. Fay on the wing. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Briarcliff. Shipley goes up for the shot, and he's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by the Broncos. And the foul is going to go on Flynn. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Jake Shipley for Briarcliff. He's already got 5 points in the ball game. He's number one in the conference in free throw percentage at 87%. And he knocks down his first free throw. So Shipley will have one more. He's a 6'8" senior out of State Center, Iowa. Here's Jake Marvin in the ball game now for Hastings. And Dylan Flynn will check out. Jake Shipley back to the line here for Briarcliff. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there and in. 18-15. Hastings down by 3 points. Broncos have the ball. Brady Woolman down to Bacon. Out to Woolman. Comes across the top now to Thayer, who's into the ball game. Alex Thayer dribbling to the ball down the right side of the lane. Retreats. Comes out here to Brady Woolman, who flips the ball back to Thayer, and he was out of bounds. Thayer here on the near sideline, out of bounds right in front of the Briarcliff bench. First turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Hastings averages 16 per game on the season. So Briarcliff will come back with a 3-point lead. 18-15 is the score. Here's Turner Fay with the ball. Turner Fay goes over on the far sideline now to a Zach Otting, who comes back to the near side to Turner. Turner gets it out to Shipley. Now to Otting. Throws it down in the corner. A long jumper thrown up there from the corner by Clay Harold. No good. And the stuff is good. That's a Shipley getting the stuff there for Briarcliff on the rebound. Back the other way is Marvin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shipley. 20-15 is the score. Briarcliff has got the lead. Here's Otting driving the went to the floor, and his shot is up there. Hits the side of the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Woolman. Now to Thayer. Goes for the basket. A shot good. Alex Thayer finds the seam of the defense and takes it right to the hole for Hastings. That's his first field goal. The Broncos within 3 points again at 20-17. We're in the first half from Sioux City this afternoon. 13:30 to play. Here's Turner Fay, 4-3. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Hastings. That's Woolman coming back the other way to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger drives in. He's hit on the play, and down he goes, and a foul is called. So Jake Hamburger into the ball game, and he is fouling the play here. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul is going to go on Zach Otting. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Chargers. So now Jake Hamburger to the line. He's a 73% foul shooter in the season, 31 out of 42. Averaging 9.6 points per ball game. He scored 8 the last time these two teams played. Shot from the line is up there. Good by Jake. They'll have one more. Into the ball game now for Briarcliff is going to be Engler. He returns. Taylor Byrne is also going to return. Here comes Zach Lena into the ball game for Hastings now, replacing Dane Bacon. He's going to get a quick breather. 13 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. 20-18 is the score. Briarcliff with a 2-point lead. Jake Hamburger to the free throw line for his second of two shots here. Hamburger dribbles with the ball, looks up there, and the free throw is good. So Hamburger hits a pair of free throws. Hastings back within 1 point, 20-19. Here's Byrne with the ball for Briarcliff. Gets it into the forecourt to Otting. Now left side to Engler. Back out to Byrne. Covered up in 3 points. Troy jump pass down in the corner. There's Harold. His shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out. It's loose. It's picked up by Marvin. Marvin loses the ball. We got three players on the deck. And finally, a foul is called. Ball comes all the way up, bouncing toward the mid-court stripe. And finally, a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Briarcliff. It's going to go on Clay Harold. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Chargers. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in off of the far sideline. Brady Lohman with the ball for Hastings. He brings it back into the offensive zone, gets away, dribbles down the left side of the lane, goes for the basket and scores. Brady Lohman scoring there as he took it right to the hole against the Clay Harold. And the Broncos reclaim the lead now at 21-20 here in the ball game. We're down to 12 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Hastings on defense here. Now they've gone to, looks like a, well, they're still man-to-man. Here's Byrne, wide open left side. His three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Lena comes now to Lohman. There's a pass to Thayer. Now to Hamburger. Shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Hastings leading the break back the other way. Hamburger is fouled as he comes moving in from the right corner toward the goal. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on John Engler. That's going to be his first. Hamburger would have the free throw line, but now we got a timeout called. A timeout called here from Briar Cliff. 12 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first half from Sioux City. We'll take a short timeout here with a score. Hastings 21, Briar Cliff 20.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive. 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Jake Hamburger to the free throw line for Hastings. His shot is up there and the shot good. Hamburger down 3 out of 3 from the free throw line today. The Broncos have a 2-point lead now at 22-20 in this ball game. Jake will have one more shot here. As he toes the mark, looks up there, the shot is around the rim and falls down through the hole. 4 for 4 from the line for Jake Hamburger. And Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 3 points, 23-20. Ricky Torres with the ball now for Briar Cliff, comes over here to Clay Harold. Passing in the offensive zone to Taylor Byrne, a pass in the lane to Torres. Out to Clay Harold, not a Byrne. Over here to Harold, down in the corner left side. Otting, his 3-pointer put up there no good. Tap try is up there no good. The ball tapped around, it's picked up by Hastings College. That's Jake Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger to the far sideline to Lohman. Lohman dribbles once, sends it out here to Zach Lena. Lena to the near sideline. Jake Hamburger out on top. Alex there drives it down the left side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Throws it back out here to Zach Lena at the elbow, left side of the lane. He can't do anything with the ball. Gets it back to Jake Hamburger. 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's Alex there with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Lohman, turn around, throws it up there. Shot no good. Torres with the rebound. Torres gets it to Taylor Murn down the near sideline. Murn takes it back to the center of the floor to Torres. Torres open for three, takes the shot, misses, no good. Rebound Marvin, loses the ball, picks it back up, goes to Alex there. There, runs her back the other way to Jake for three. Shot is up there, good. Jake Marvin throws up a 3-ball from the top of the key. He had 40 points in this building a season ago. 26-20 is the score. Here's a pass to be deflected by Marvin, and he grabs it here for Hastings College. The first turnover on Briar Cliff. Hastings with a 6-point lead in this ballgame, 26-20. Driving for the hole is Hamburger. His shot is up and in. Jake finds his seam and goes to the basket and scores. The Broncos now leading by a score of 28-20. Hastings has scored the last 7 points here in the ballgame. 28-20 with 10:45 to play in the first half. Here's Otting driving down the lane. His shot is up there, and he's fouled into play. It goes through the hole. And he is fouled in the play as he'll go to the free throw line 4-1. Zach Otting, he scored 6 points the last time these two teams played. He's averaging 9 points per ball game. It's his first field goal here. Woman's going to check out. Marvin is going to check out now for the Broncos. Dane Bacon is back into the ball game. Dylan Flynn will come back in. So it'll be Zach Otting going to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. 28-22. Broncos have the lead. Shot up there, good. Turner Fay comes back in now for the Briar Cliff Chargers. Otting will check out. 28-23 is the score. Men's college basketball today here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College women dropping a 79-70 decision in overtime to Briar Cliff in the earlier ball game. Here's Thayer putting up a shot from the elbow. No good. Rebound comes down to Jake Shipley. Shipley running the ball off the floor now for Briar Cliff. Gets into the hands of John Engler. The Murn moves it down in the corner. That's Turner Fay. Bounce pass goes inside to Collison. His pass to Engler. Left side of the lane. Now to Murn. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. No good. Collison tips the ball. He's going to be hit for a personal foul. Collison just tips the ball away, but went over the shoulder of Dylan Flynn to do it and picks up his second personal foul. So two fouls now on Collison. Hastings College will come back the other direction with 10 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Here in this first half, Broncos have the lead, 28-23. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer throws it to the near sideline. To Dane Bacon, not a Hamburger. He lobs the ball down low. It actually hits the glass. They were trying to get the Dylan Flynn, and they threw it too far. A turnover on the Broncos. That's their second one of the ball game. There's John Engler. Comes back on the wing to Shipley. 4-3. Shot good. Jake Shipley open on the left wing. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. Here for Briar Cliff, and now it's a 28-26 ball game. Hastings with the lead. Jake Hamburger dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass goes to Zach Lena. Lena now to Theron. A foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Zach. Zach was setting a screen over there after he got rid of the ball, and he gets hit with an illegal screen. Zach Lena picks up his first personal foul for the Broncos. Turnover number three on Hastings. So after the Broncos had a 28-20 lead, Briarcliff has scored the last 6 points in the ball game, and now they got the ball back here. Turner fade to the right sideline to Shipley. Now to Turner. To Murren out here in three-point territory. Taylor Murren to the free throw line to Engler. Now to Murren again. Left side to Shipley. To Murren. To Turner fade. Drives the baseline. His pass down in the left corner to Shipley for three. Shots off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Alex Thayer. To Hamburger 4-3. It's off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Alex Thayer. Alex brings her back out to Hamburger in three-point territory. Alex Thayer again. There brings it to Hamburger. Now to Flynn with his back to the basket. Spins, and we got a foul called here. Dylan Flynn working inside, and a foul is going to be called here on the Chargers. And that's going to send Flynn to the free throw line. That's a 17 foul on Briarcliff. This one will go on Matt Berg, who just checked into the ballgame there. Matt Berg picks up the personal foul for the Chargers. So Dylan Flynn to the free throw line for a 1-1. Hastings has got just three team fouls. That's a seventh one on Briarcliff here in the first half of play. Flynn to the free throw line. Throws it up there. Shot is good. Hits the front iron and goes down through the hole. Flynn is a 61% foul shooter in the season. Hastings hitting 71% as a team. 29-26. Broncos by three. Next one is up there. Good by Flynn. 30-26. Hastings with the lead. Taylor Murren with the ball. Now the Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Byrne goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Shipley with the ball. Shipley gets it into the forecourt. Now to Berg, to Shipley, now to Turner Fay. Turner Fay, two-handed pass, goes to the top of the key to Engler. Drives it down the left side of the lane, spins, puts up a shot. Good. John Engler scoring there for Brian Cliff. That's his first field goal in the ball game. Hamburger comes back, three-pointer, wham. Jake Hamburger throws up a three-pointer from the right side. He's now got 9 points in the ball game off of the bench, and they time out Briarcliff as Jake Hamburger comes back on the break and throws up a three, nothing but net. Timeout, 8:29 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 33, Briarcliff 28.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 8:29 to play here in the first half. Men's college basketball today from Sioux City. Hastings College out on top of Briarcliff by the score of 33-28. Broncos again applying some pressure in backcourt. Byrne has got the ball, takes it to Turner Fay, gets it into the forecourt, drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Outlet pass to Hamburger, gets around a defender, pulls into the forecourt, goes inside to Fair. His shot's going to be no good. And the ball is going to be brought down here by Matt Berg. Back the other way to Turner Fay. Now to Byrne. Moves it down in the corner to Berg, drives the baseline, tries to shovel the ball off in the lane. It's going to be a turnover. Hastings comes down with it as Thayer runs her back the other way. Driving for the basket is Bacon. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Shipley. Bacon going right to the hole there, and Shipley comes out of nowhere to swat that baby away. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 8 minutes to play here in the first half. 33-28. The Broncos have a five-point lead. Here's Lohman. He gets the ball in. That's going to be Flynn with the ball. Flynn moves it back out into three-point territory. Bacon, now to Alex Thayer. Over on the left side to Hamburger. Hamburger gives it to Lohman. He drives the ball toward the goal, stops, and he falls down in a traveling violation. Lohman was going down to the left side of the lane, put on the brakes, and down he went. Traveling violation on the Broncos. That's the fourth turnover for Hastings here in the first half. Briarcliff has got two. Hastings College has a five-point lead, 33-28. There's Turner Fay with the ball. The former Central Catholic Crusader throws it over here to Zach Otting for the Chargers. Back to Turner. 3 points in its way to Otting. Moves it down in the corner. That's Clay Harold. Skip pass goes over to Turner Fay on the wing. Hops in the lane. Throws it back down to Harold. Harold now on the wing again. Left side, Otting. His pass in the lane is going to be mishandled there by Ricky Torres. Ball brought down by Hastings. Alex Thayer comes back the other way. Thayer goes to Bacon down in the corner. Hamburger for three. That's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Clay Harold for Briar Cliff. Down the far sideline to Turner Fay. Fay flips it out here to Zach Otting. He takes the ball to the free throw line. Out of Shipley, left side of the lane. Jake Shipley dribbling with the ball to Clay Harold. Out of Turner Fay. Fay dribbling with the ball. Comes to the near side to Zach Otting. Out of Shipley to Turner. Moves it down in the corner on the right side. That's going to be Harold. Skip pass over to the opposite corner to Otting. His shot for three is no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there and in by Clay Harold. Picks up the easy offensive rebound on the hop. Clay Harold with his first field goal in the ball game. It's 33-30. Hastings with a three-point lead. Here's Dane for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to the Chargers. Running back the other way is Zach Otting. He's got a three-on-three break. Outside, Harold, three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Running down the near sideline is going to be Jake Hamburger. Hamburger will hold things up. Gets it into the hands of Bacon. Now to Lohman. Lohman, free throw line extended left side. Out to Bacon. Dribble penetration down the lane to the goal. A shot no good. Ricky Torres with a rebound for Briar Cliff. Torres goes off on the right side now to Turner Fay, who comes into the forecourt. Turner pulls up at the top of the three-point circle, comes across the top now to a Zach Otting, now to Turner Fay. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Turner bounce pass to Shipley, fakes, drives the ball inside to the goal, throws it down in the corner to Harold, back outside to Otting, drives it to the basket, his shot no good, but he's going to be hit with a charging foul. Otting runs over Flynn in the lane there and picks up the offensive charge for Byron Cliff. That's going to be his second. So a turnover on the Chargers, that's going to be their fourth here in the first half. It's still 33-30. Hastings with the lead. Byrne is going to come back in now for the Chargers. Going out is going to be Otting. So Hastings has got the ball with 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first half, 33-30. Broncos holding on to a slim lead here. There's Brady Lohman back with the ball on the high post. They get it to Jake Marvin, who's back into the ball game now. Marvin drives it down to the baseline, gives it back to Lohman, out of Marvin. Spins toward the baseline, goes in the left corner, now to Hamburger. Works it back outside to Lohman. Bounce pass goes to Wells. Wells in the lane to Marvin. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Hastings moving the ball well here in the first half against this defense of Briar Cliff. Marvin misses a little short jumper right in front of the basket, but he draws the personal foul. And Marvin will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. The foul is going to go on Clay Harold. That's going to be his second. Marvin to the line. He's nailed a three-pointer so far in the ball game today. 63% foul shooter on the season. So Jake Marvin to the line. That's the ninth team foul on Briar Cliff, and the free throw by Marvin is off of the right side. No good. They'll get one more. 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 33-30. Hastings out on top. Jake Marvin's next free throw is up there and in. The Hastings lead is now 4, 34-30. Jake Shipley with the ball in backcourt. Now to Taylor Murren. He brings it into the offensive zone against Marvin. Flips it back here to Jake Shipley. Now to Murren again. He directs the traffic out here in three-point territory. There's Fay. Double team comes over here to Murren. Top of the key to Shipley. Now to Turner Fay. Drives it in the lane. His running one-hander is up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. Torres has got it. Torres to Murren. Now to Fay. His shot for three. Good. Turner Fay scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings coming back quickly to the goal. His Hamburger shot is going to be no good. An offensive charging foul on Jake Hamburger. He runs over Ricky Torres and a charging foul on Jake. First personal foul on Jake Hamburger. 34-33 is the score. The Broncos have a one-point lead over Briar Cliff, but now the Chargers have the ball. Under 5 minutes to play here in the first half from Sioux City this afternoon. Turner Fay has got it. Now to Murren. Returns it back to Fay. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Picked up there by Bacon. Pass to Shipley. Down in the left corner now. Harold, his shot is up there for three. Good. Fay Harold throws up a three ball from the left corner. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. There's Brent Wells coming back for Hastings. Out on top again to Lohman. Lohman moves to his right. Here's a pass that could be behind Wells. A turnover on Hastings is picked up by Murren. Murren back the other way to the goal. He goes. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's a Lohman coming back the other way. He takes the ball to the goal. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman takes it coast to coast there for Hastings. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 36 points apiece with 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play
here in the first half. A long three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Shipley. Ball is out of bounds. Last touch there by Ricky Torres of Briar Cliff. Bronco basketball today presented by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. We're tied up at 36 points apiece. We're in Sioux City in the first half this afternoon. Brady Lohman with the ball on the high post. They get it to Brent Wells. 200 pass to Lohman on a deep wing, left side. Out to Hamburger, top of the key, now to Lohman. Entry pass. They get it inside here to Marvin. Spins, puts up a shot right-handed. His shot no good. Rebound Wells, goes back up. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds from behind, getting his hands on it. Jake Shipley for Briar Cliff to give the ball to Hastings. Into the ball game now, John Engler. For Briar Cliff, coming out will be Jake Shipley. Hastings will play things in. 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the first half. The Broncos and Briar Cliff tied up at 36 points apiece. They come out here to Hamburger on the far sideline. Driving the baseline there is going to be Lohman. Gets the ball to Wells, shooting down the lane. His shot is up and in. Lohman with the assist. Brent Wells with a field goal. Hastings out on top now by a score of 38-36. There's Turner Fay with the ball for Briar Cliff. They get it inside to Engler. Kicks it out on the wing to Murn. His shot for three is no good. Marvin grabs the rebound. Jake Marvin has got it now to Brady Lohman. Lohman running back the other way. Splits a couple of defenders. A lot of contact there, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Briar Cliff, and that's going to send Lohman to the free throw line for the Broncos. Foul is going to go on Turner Fay. That's going to be his first. So Brady Lohman down to the free throw line for Hastings. Lohman has got 11 points so far in the basketball game. This will be his first chance at a free throw. 84% from the free throw line, which is number four this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lohman is now 69 out of 83 on free throws this year. 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first half, 38-36. Hastings leading by a couple of points here as Brady Lohman will toe the mark for his second shot. Looks up there, takes a deep breath, sets, fires, and misses another one. Offensive rebound, Therese puts it in. Lohman misses two free throws, and Alex Therese is right there, grabs the rebound and puts it right down through the hole for Hastings. The Broncos now have a four-point lead, 40-36. Here comes Brian Cliff back with the ball. Engler has got it on the wing now to Harold. The Turner Fay to Murren. Now to Turner as he drives the ball down the lane. Nice wraparound pass to Torres. A shot no good. Tip try no good. Ball poked out. Turner Fay has got it. Running one hander in the lane. No good. Rebound is loose. Torres has it knocked out of his hands. And it's going to be Briar Cliff ball as it goes out of bounds. So three, four shots to the bucket here for Briar Cliff. They couldn't convert. Turner comes out of the ball game now. Zach Ottington come back in for the Chargers. Briar Cliff will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 40-36, Hastings in the lead. Ricky Torres has got the ball, puts Flynn in the air, and then scores it. Ricky Torres scores for Briar Cliff. It's 40-38. Hastings with a two-point lead. Brock because of the ball. Dane Bacon drives it to the hole. His shot is up there, blocked down by Torres. Rebounded by John Engler. Engler runs her back the other way for the Chargers. Now Briar Cliff can take the lead with a three-point field goal here. Zach Otting comes outside to Clay Harold. Entry pass to get it to the free throw line to Engler. Kicks it back out here to Otting. Moves it to the wing on the right side to John Engler. Dribble penetration. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Lohman gets the ball to Brent Wells. His shot in the lane. Good, and he's fouled. Let's see if it counts here. Brent Wells gets the field goal. And, yeah, we have a blocking foul called here on Zach Otting of Briar Cliff. So Brent Wells comes back and gets the field goal for Hastings. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line to try to tack on one more point here. 42-38, Hastings in the lead. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half as Brent Wells will toe the mark. He's a 70% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Ricky Torres grabs the rebound. Torres gets the ball away to Otting, who brings it down to the left sideline. Down to Torres, center of the floor to Murren. Murren on the wing on the right side. The Broncos on the man-to-man. A pass inside to Ricky Torres. Gets it out here on the wing to Otting. A shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound to Brent Wells. Out of the pass to the near sideline to Alex Thayer. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Goes over to Brady Lohman. Now to Thayer. Right side to Wells. Moves it to the free throw line. Wells back out to Dane Bacon. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Flynn backs up. Spins toward the baseline. Forces up a shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Engler. John Dea got a little piece of it there for Briar Cliff. Engler gets the ball away on the far sideline to Zach Otting. Now to Engler at the top of the key. John Engler dribbling with the ball. Now to Taylor Murren. 1:23 to play here in the first half. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 42-38. Here's a Taylor Murn playing catch with it now to Clay Harold. Murn has got it on the wing on the right side to Ricky Torres. 14 on the shot clock. Torres inside the free throw circle, drives it down the lane, kicks it out on the wing to Engler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Brent Wells with a rebound, gets it away to Woman. Woman looks up. 1 minute to play. Here's a pass inside. It's going to go to Flynn. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. That's going to be picked up here by Murn for Brian Cliff, running back the other way. Murn on the dribble, moves it to the left side of the floor. Murn sends it to Ricky Torres from the elbow. Shot good. Ricky Torres from the right elbow scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's a 2-point ball game now, 42-40. Hastings leading by a couple of points here. Broncos out of the ball. Dane Bacon out to Wells. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact, no foul called. Out here to Woolman now. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 27 on the game clock. So Hastings maybe going for a last second thing here as they come over here to our Brady Woolman. Woolman takes the ball on the left side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Flynn. His shot from 15 won't go. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Wells out to Bacon for three. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Brian Cliff ball. So the Chargers will play things in with 8.2 seconds to play here in the first half. Coming in is going to be Shipley. Coming in is going to be Turner Fay. So there are 3-point shooters back into the ball game here. With 8.2 seconds remaining in the first half, it's a 42-40 ball game. Hastings leading by two, but Brian Cliff will have one more chance. 8.2 seconds remaining. Shipley will inbound the ball here in backcourt. They get it to Turner Fay. Turner Fay dribbles from the near sideline. Now back to the center of the floor. And he's going to be grabbed as Turner throws up a shot. We're going to have a foul called here on Alex there. Hastings had some fouls to give here. That's only their 16th foul in the first half. Now we're down to 3.6 seconds to play. So the foul goes on Thayer. That's going to be his first. And now Briar Cliff will inbound on the near sideline right in front of the Bronco bench. Jake Shipley looking the inbound. They do. The Turner Fay is long three is thrown up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So the Broncos will have the lead at the halftime break here this afternoon of men's college basketball. The score at the break, Hastings College 42, Briar Cliff 40. You're listening to Bronco basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Save your cash and save on gas on our deal of the week. A 2004 Chevy Malibu Max has the DVD player, 90,000 miles, and gets over 30 miles per gallon on the highway for only $79.75 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday morning at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. At halftime of the men's ball game, 42-40. Hastings with a lead over Briar Cliff here this afternoon. It's been a seesaw battle. Nobody's really had a big lead here in the first half. The biggest one was 8 points that Hastings had at 28-20, but Briar Cliff came right back and tied things up at 36 points apiece. Seesaw battle. It's a 42-40. Encounter here at halftime in favor of the Broncos. Checking the scoring in the first half for Hastings. Brady Woolman is leading the way for Hastings. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Woolman has knocked down 1 3-pointer. He's got 4 2-point field goals, and he is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Woolman leading the way. He's got 11. Jake Hamburger came off the bench to score 9 in the first half. He's got a 2 and a 3. And he is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Dylan Flynn has got 6 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he's 2 out of 2 from the line for his 6. Brent Wells has got 5 points, a couple of field goals, and he's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line for his 5. Jake Marvin has got a total of 4 points. He hit a 3-pointer, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also with 4 points in the first half was Alex Thayer on a couple of field goals. And Dayton Bacon has got a 3-pointer for his only points in the first half. The Broncos have the lead over Briar Cliff. The score is 42-40. The Chargers, they are being led so far by Jake Shipley. He has got 12 points in the ball game. Shipley has knocked down a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game, 2 2-point field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 12 points for Shipley. Michael Collison has got 3 stuffs in the ball game. He has got 6 points. Turner Fay has got 5 points and a 3 and a 2. Also with 5 points is Clay Harold. He's got a 3 and a 2-point field goal. Ricky Torres has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. 3 points for Taylor Murren on a 3. 3 points for Zach Otting on a field goal. 1 of 1 from the free throw line. John Engler has got a field goal and 2 points for Briar Cliff. In the first half, Hastings College hit 15 out of 35 from the field for 42.9%. Briar Cliff was 16 out of 42 for 38.1%. Hastings hitting 4 out of 7 from three-point territory in the first 20 minutes for 57.1%. Briar Cliff was 5 out of 20 for 25%. Hastings hitting 8 out of 13 from the free throw line for 61%. Briar Cliff was 3 out of 3 for 100%. The rebounds dead even at 24 apiece. Hastings had 7 offensive rebounds. Briar Cliff had 9. Hastings had 4 turnovers in the first half of play. Briar Cliff also had 4 turnovers. The Broncos had no blocked shots. Briar Cliff had 2. Hastings had 3 steals in the first half. Briar Cliff had 1. So we've had the score tied twice in the first half. We've had 9 lead changes in this seesaw battle. Largest lead for Hastings was at 8 points back there at 28-20 with 11 minutes and 5 seconds to play. The largest lead for Briar Cliff has been 5 points. That was midway through the first half of play. So each team has had a lead, and we've been playing basically between 5-point lead for Briar Cliff and an 8-point lead for Hastings. It's 2 points here at halftime with the Broncos out on top of Briar Cliff by a score of 42-40. Coming up next, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week. Then Tyson Urbanek would join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is men's basketball star Tobin Reinwald. Tobin, a junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, is majoring in business administration and a sports management minor with a 3.2 GPA. Last year, Tobin averaged 17.5 points and 5.8 rebounds. Tobin received a medical redshirt this year after injuring his knee in preseason workouts. He was GPAC honorable mention freshman year. During his sophomore season, was all GPAC first team. He's a member of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and in his free time, enjoys fishing and golf. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Tobin Reinwald from Lincoln, Nebraska. KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by BuyRight Truck Sales. BuyRight Truck Sales salutes the athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
There's so much going on right now that you don't know where to start. Easy. If you're looking for a perfect gift for somebody right now, think Valentino's in Hastings. When you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your playoff game party, which would be fantastic with the Valentino's Bowl Special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49, and then add 10 hot wings for just $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember, Valentino's in Hastings delivers.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler home generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler home generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Havronik with you. Joining us will be Samantha Kitka. She's a Hastings College graduate, was a part of the Hastings College Rodeo Program, and is now Miss Rodeo Nebraska 2013.
Let's talk just a little bit about this. First of all, congratulations on the 2013 Miss Rodeo Nebraska. Talk maybe just a little bit about what it's been like here since being named Miss Rodeo Nebraska.
Well, first of all, this is one of my something that I've been doing since June as Lady in Waiting, and it hasn't really hit me yet that I'm actually Miss Rodeo Nebraska. It's been a lot of fun. I've been keeping myself busy and visiting places all over the state so far, and I'm just looking forward to starting out this year and meeting a whole bunch of wonderful people all over. So it's going to be a great experience.
And talk maybe just a little bit about the rodeo life, how you've been out traveling and meeting a bunch of new people. Talk about life on the road.
Well, with rodeo, there's a lot of traveling. So I'm a little bit used to traveling quite a bit. And going to these rodeos is a lot of fun. And you see a lot of things when you're out on the road, a lot of scenery, but you also see a lot of different things that you wouldn't see just in our state. So there's a lot of things to expect. Flat tires and things like that, and stopping to get something quick to eat. So there's a lot to do and a lot of different things that we will be looking forward to when we travel about 30,000 miles this next year.
And coming up, that's obviously traveling that many miles. That's going to take a lot of funds as well, and you're going to be having on the 19th over at the Adams County Fairgrounds the announcing the coronation and the fundraiser. Talk maybe just a little bit about what this event's all about.
Correct. I'm going to have my coronation on January 19th, which is the kickoff to my year. It's the official crowning, and the last year's queen, Sierra Peterson, will hand over the crown to me. We will have a dinner, and there will also be a live band, the James Lee Band, which is one of the current upcoming bands in Nebraska that will be there playing from 9 o'clock on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of great friends and families are going to be there. And the dance is open to the public. If they'd like to reserve a ticket, they can call 308-870-3429. And all of these funds go for helping me travel this next year, as well as prepare for Miss Rodeo America in next December.
Now, you were a Hastings College graduate. Talk a little bit about how you were able to go through being a student, but yet continue with this rodeo lifestyle, continue to keep that in the forefront as well.
I was actually one of the first three girls on the Hastings College rodeo team, and so that's how I got involved with Hastings College, and I was the first girl to, first student to ever compete all 4 years for Hastings College and graduate. I graduated last May, and it's always just been a passion of mine. Rodeo is something that I definitely wanted to do, and that's what attracted me to Hastings College. And I got my four-year degree in human services there, and it was just a great experience. And rodeo definitely helped build character, and you learn a lot of life lessons when you're part of rodeo.
And maybe just talk a little bit about some of those life lessons that you've learned since you've been involved in the rodeo program.
a lot of the girls and boys in the rodeo programs have to get up at 6 o'clock before they go to their 8 o'clock class and do chores and clean out the pen before they even have breakfast themselves. So you really learn a lot of responsibility, and you have to take care of an animal the first day of college as well as yourself. So it's a lot of things that you learn all at once, and a lot of responsibility and integrity, as well as just the hard work aspect behind it. You have to be a dedicated person to be in rodeo, involved, and keep that competitive drive, as well as be a really good student. You have to have a 2.0 or higher at least to compete for college rodeo. And when you're on the road all the time, there were some rodeos that we traveled up to 13 hours, and you run in getting a flat tire and things like that. So there's a lot of different things that help you grow throughout your life when you're involved with rodeo.
Once again, that's Samantha Kitka, Miss Rodeo Nebraska 2013. If you want to hear more of my conversation with Samantha, tune in tomorrow morning for the Sunrise 60 morning show. She will be my guest for Sunrise 60 Close-Up. That airs about 7:32 right here on 1230 KHAS. But for now, let's get you back out to the second half. It's Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Sioux City as we get sent for the second half. Hastings is out on top of Briarcliff, 42-40. That's some other scores to pass along to you. Dort leading Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 46-40. Midland out on top of Mount Marty, 43-31. Morningside and Doan, they are playing in the second half with 12:49 to play in their ball game. Doan is out on top of Morningside, 47-46. Wichita State is leading Creighton 36-33 at halftime. Doug McDermott's got 11 points to lead the Jays. Nebraska won earlier today. The Nebraska win, Nebraska men, as they won their first Big Ten conference game of the season. They beat Penn State 68-64. Freshman Siobhan Shields scoring 29 points for the Huskers. Byron Cliff's women's basketball team beat Hastings College earlier today in overtime 79-70. So Briar Cliff has got the ball to begin the second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Hastings with a two-point lead. Engler with the ball, now to Murn. Murn moves over to Turner Fay. Fay dribble penetration. Jump pass back out to Collison. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Engler goes for the basket. His shot good. Don Engler grabs the offensive board and the putback, and now we're tied up now at 42 points apiece in the second half. Hastings with the ball. Brent Wells gives it away now to Carson Bloom. Bloom at the free throw line. Throws it to the far side. It's going to be mishandled there by Bacon. And the ball is brought down by Murn. Coming back the other way. Murn for three. Shot is up there short. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's going to be Woman with the ball. Woman on the dribble. Back the other way for the Broncos. Flips it into the hands of Carson Bloom on the wing. Comes out to Dane Bacon. Drives the ball toward the goal. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Collison. Collison is big, big boy inside there for Briarcliff. 6'10". A big old boy in there for Michael Collison. The Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Woolman gets it into Flynn. He's going to be fouled in a play from behind by Murn. Taylor Murn picks up his first personal foul. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in this time from the right side of the basket down here on the baseline. Played 55 seconds here in the second half. We're tied up at 42 points apiece. Brady Woolman will inbound the ball way outside now. Grabbing it here is going to be Bacon. Dane Bacon pass to Woolman now. Spins at the elbow outside the lane. Can't put up a shot. Now to Bacon. Moves over to Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom now to Brent Wells. Comes across the top. The Woolman. Now to Bacon. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Flynn squaring around to the basket. Can't put up a shot. Flynn looking to power to the basket now. Puts a move on. Throws it up there left-handed. A shot no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by John Engler. Engler's got the ball in backcourt now for Brian Cliff to the near sideline to Shipley. Get it to the offensive scoring zone out to Turner Fay. Fay now to Byrne. Baseline left side. They get it inside. Here's Engler with the ball as he works against Wells. Engler throws it to the free throw line. Collison, he gives up a shot there to Shipley. Shipley outside, down in the corner, down to Turner Fay. Fay picked up by Woolman. Now he's double-teamed. Turner trying to get the ball away. He dribbles out of there, dribbles into the lane, all the way to the basket. His shot good. They had him trapped in the corner. Turner Fay got away and took it right to the basket and scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and now Brian Cliff has got the lead. 44-42 over Hastings College. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. He's going to be fouled into play here by Collison. Collison leaning in on the Dylan Flynn. That's going to be the third foul now on the Michael Collison, the second team foul on the Chargers here in the second half of play. Collison checks out. Ricky Torres comes back into the ballgame now for the Chargers. Hastings will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bacon has got it deep in the corner. He drives it to the goal. The shot is up there. No good, and he's ducked on the play. Dane Bacon will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Bacon, he was hot against Doan the other night. He had 27 points in the ball game against the Tigers. He got just 3 so far in this ball game. He'll go to the free throw line after being fouled into play by Jake Shipley. That's his second personal foul in Shipley. So Bacon to the free throw line. 80% foul shooter in the season. Shot is up there. Good. 44-43 now. The Chargers have a one-point lead over Hastings College. The Broncos beat this team 88-69 earlier in the season. At the Osborne Sports Complex, the second one for Bacon goes down through the hole. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and we are tied up now at 44 points apiece here in the second half. Here's Turner Fay. Fay gets it to Murren. Outside to Ricky Torres at the top of the key. He's open but won't take the shot. Here's Fay again. Fay down to Murren here on the near side. He tries to drive the baseline. It's cut off nicely there by Carson Bloom. Out to Ricky Torres. Now to Fay on the wing. Left side. Bounce pass goes to Engler. Engler's shot in the lane over Wells. Good. Don Engler scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Here comes Woolman back quickly for the Broncos to Carson Bloom. It's 46-44. Brian Cliff has got a two-point lead. Wells out on top to Carson. Carson Bloom dribbles one, sends it inside. That's Dylan Flynn powering his way. Here's a jump pass down on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Right underneath the basket there to Brent Wells. Wells scoring there. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. The assist to Dylan Flynn. We're tied up at 46 points apiece now in the second half in this seesaw battle. Here's a Briar Cliff with the ball again. Jake Shipley's got it in three-point territory to Ricky Torres. Torres now to Turner Fay, who lobs it left side of the lane. They get it to Jake Shipley with his back to the basket. Tries to put Woolman in the air. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Brent Wells as he comes back up the floor. He falls down with the ball. Taps it out here. It's going to be saved, but right into the hands of John Engler, who drives for the hole. A shot no good, but he's grabbed from behind, and a foul is called on Carson Bloom. Bloom picks up the foul. So the Broncos with another turnover here in the ball game. They've now got 8. Brian Cliff has got 6. And going to the free throw line for Brian Cliff will be John Engler. 56% for the season. He is 29 out of 51 for the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Engler will get one more. He's averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Brian Cliff in the first half hit 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So John Engler will have one more here for the Chargers. His shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes out of Hastings. So Brian Cliff has a one-point lead, 47-46. 16:35 to play here in the contest. Here's Brady Woolman. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Pass down there in the corner. That's going to be a Jake Marvin. Now to Wells in the lane. Kicks it out here to Woolman for 3. Shot is up there. He buries it. Brady Woolman now with 14 points in the ball game for Hastings College. He leads the Broncos in scoring. Hastings out on top now, 49-47, as the Broncos reclaim the lead here in this one. There's a pass down on the baseline going for the goal, and scoring is going to be Engler. Engler broke away. Now here's a pass intercepted in backcourt by Shipley. Shipley has got it to Ricky Torres. A turnover on Hastings, their 9th of the ball game. We're tied up at 49 points apiece. Here's Shipley driving down the right side of the lane. A pass down in the left corner. Turner Fay is passing the lane. He's going to be intercepted. A turnover on Brian Cliff. The ball is picked off there by Carson Bloom as he runs her back the other way. All the way to the baseline. Gives the ball away to Marvin. His shot is up there from point-blank range. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Keeps the ball alive. Now to Bacon. Bacon gives the ball to Woolman, who directs the traffic out here for the Bronco offense. Left wing. That's going to be Dane Bacon. Top of the key. Brent Wells. Bounce pass on the deep wing on the right side to get it to Carson Bloom. Down to Woolman. Drives the ball to the basket. Scoop shot. Good. Ready Lohman scores there. He's now got 16 points in the ball game, and Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout Broncos, 15 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 51, Briarcliff 49.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS again in the women's ball game earlier today. Hastings College fell to Briarcliff by a score of 79-70 in overtime. Cammie Bruckman hit a shot with 7 seconds to play in the regular session to tie up the ball game at 64 points apiece. And Hastings was outscored 15-6 in the overtime session. Briarcliff wins it by a score of 79-70 over Hastings. The Broncos now 11-12 on the season. They're 6-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will play Northwestern on Saturday at the Osborne Sports Complex. Cammie Bruckman led the way with 23 points today for Hastings. 10 points for Taz Yorick, 10 points for Laurel Zwiener. Hastings loses in overtime in the women's ball game 79-70, the fifth-ranked Briarcliff. Men's ball game has been a dandy here today, 51-49. Hastings leading by 2 points. Briarcliff has got the ball as they come back up the floor. Hastings attacking. They get into the offensive zone. Zach Otting back into the ball game now as he handles the ball out to Jake Shipley. Otting again picked up there by Alex Thayer, who's back in there for Hastings College. Here's Jake Shipley, moves the ball to the wing on the left side, hands the ball away to Turner Fay. Girl penetration, back down in the corner. Long-range jumper for three is up there, no good by Shipley, and a rebound comes down to Hastings College. That's Marvin with the ball. Marvin now to Lohman, to Dane Bacon on the near sideline, gets it back out to Alex Thayer. Right side now, over to Brady Lohman, to Jake Marvin. Right side of the basket, Marvin looking. Bounce pass comes out into the top, the three-point territory. That's going to be Bacon with the ball. Now to Alex Thayer, to Marvin in the lane. His shot is up there. He banks one home off of the window. Jake Marvin scores. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Hastings out to a four-point lead now at 53-49 with 14 and a half minutes to play. Here's a Zach Otting with the ball. Zach at the top of the key throws it over here to Fay. Entry pass to get it to Ricky Torres. He backs up. Fall away jumper over Marvin. Barely draws iron. Rebound comes down to Thayer. Outlet pass comes to Lohman. Lohman hustles back the other way into the center of the floor. Hands the ball away to Zach Lena. Lena down the lane. Spins. Puts a man in the air. Goes for the hole. His shot good. And he's going to be called for steps. Traveling violation there on Zach Lena. Turnover number 11 on Hastings here in the ball game. Michael Collison back into the ball game for Briarcliff. Ricky Torres will come out now for the Chargers. 14:06 to play. Men's college basketball here this afternoon, 53-49. Hastings College with a four-point lead. Here's Turner Fay with the ball. Turner gets it to Jake Shipley. A whistle away from all the action here. And a personal foul is going to be called on Alex Thayer on a hold. Second foul on Alex Thayer. Team foul number two on Hastings here in the second half. Briarcliff will play things in. Baseline left side underneath thrown basket. Turner Fay will key things in for the Chargers. The former Central Catholic Crusader will throw things in as he gets in into Michael Collison, the big 6 foot 10 inch post player. Out here to Harold, who moves it down into baseline. That's going to be a shot taken there by Turner Fay. Ball is loose and it's picked up by Briarcliff. Chargers have the ball. Driving the ball is going to be Otting toward the goal. It's reverse layup. No good. The ball being tapped around. It's finally picked up on the hop by Zach Lena. Lena comes back the other way to Hamburger. Now to Thayer. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try is up there. No good by Lena. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Briarcliff ball. Zach Lena at point-blank range could not get the tap to go down. 53-49 is the score. Hastings with a four-point lead. Here comes Turner Fay. Turner Fay walks it across the midcourt stripe here where he's greeted by Alex Thayer of Hastings. There's Zach Otting, left wing. He brings it back out into three-point territory. Now to Michael Collison playing beyond the three-point arc. To Turner Fay, who holds onto the ball. Turner Fay jump pass back out on top to Collison. Collison down to Zach Otting, moves it down the left side of the lane, stops there against Lohman. Back out to Collison. 9 seconds in the shot clock. Here's Turner Fay at the free throw line. Left side of the lane. Now back to Michael Collison at the elbow. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Marvin gets it away to Thayer into the forecourt to Lohman. Lohman inside the free throw circle. A lot of pulling and grabbing there. And finally, a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Michael Collison. Collison says he had control of the ball there. There was no jump ball called. Instead, we had a personal foul called. That's the fourth one on Michael Collison. So the big guy runs into Brady Lohman right inside the free throw circle down there. It was either going to be a jump ball or it was going to be a foul. And Michael Collison gets the short end of that stick there. He gets hit with his fourth personal foul in the ball game. He's going to have to check out. Ricky Torres back in there. That's going to be team foul number four on the Chargers. So Hastings will play things in. Lohman out of Marvin in the lane. Nice pass there to Thayer. He goes to the basket and scores. They had Marvin covered up, but they forgot about Alex Thayer. He moves it right to the basket and scores. Back the other way. Going to have a foul called as Brian Cliff is attacking the basket there. Thayer has now got 6 points in the ball game. Last foul goes on Hastings College. It's going to go on Marvin. Second foul on Jake Marvin. Going to the free throw line now is going to be Turner Fay for Briar Cliff. He's got 7 points in the ball game. And he's still got 7 points in the ball game as he misses the free throw off of the back iron. Turner is 63% foul shooter in the season. Marvin and Lohman come out. Now we're going to see Flynn coming back into the ball game and also Jake Hamburger. 12:39 to play in the game. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 55-49. Turner Fay at the line. His shot is up there. The shot is down through the hole. So it's one out of two. Murren is going to check into the ball game now for Briar Cliff. Taylor Murren in. Turner Fay out. 12:39 to play. Now we're going to have a timeout, Briar Cliff. Chargers call a timeout. 12 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 55, Briar Cliff 50.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside and Doan, they're tied up at 59 points apiece. They got 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play in that ball game down at Morningside here in Sioux City today. Hastings College will not have a Wednesday game this week. The Broncos will enjoy their bye date. So the next Bronco action after this one will be next Saturday. They'll take on nationally ranked Northwestern. That'll be a home contest with the Hastings College women playing the first game at 2 next Saturday. The men will go at 4 o'clock. So that'll be a big doubleheader next week with Northwestern amongst the conference leaders and the nation's leaders coming in next Saturday to take on Hastings College. 55-50 is the score. The Broncos currently in a race in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on the men's side of things. Hastings currently sitting in fourth place in the conference. But the Broncos just a game and a half out of first. Actually, one and a half games. Yeah, game and a half out of first place in the conference. They've got the lead right now at 55-50. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Zach Lena goes over there to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger has got the ball. Now to Alex Thayer on the wing. Thayer moves it down to Bacon on the right side. Brings it out to Alex Thayer again. Back to Bacon on the wing. A whistle away from all the action again. And a foul is going to be called inside. Personal foul is going to go on Ricky Torres. So Brian Cliff has had a problem keeping Dylan Flynn under control in there. As Michael Collinson has already got 4 fouls. Now Ricky Torres picks up a foul trying to guard Dylan Flynn inside. Hastings will inbound the ball. They get it to Flynn now beyond the 3-point circle. He hands them all the way to Thayer, who comes to the near sideline to Bacon, fakes the three, dribbles inside, takes it into the paint, tries to shuffle the ball away, and it's going to be intercepted. Engler has got it, now to Murren. That's a turnover on Hastings. We got a foul now in backcourt. It's going to go on Bacon. They're going to go on Alex Thayer. Alex Thayer is the guy who fell down there. Third foul on Alex in the ball game. 12:07 to play. Men's college basketball this afternoon is Hastings 55 and Briar Cliff 50. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We've got Zach Otting with the ball, bringing it up now for the Chargers. Alex Thayer takes a swipe, can't come up with it. Out of Torres, open in three-point territory, won't take the shot. There's Engler, who hands the ball away to Murren. Murren now to Otting, who drives the ball in the paint, stops there. Backdoor cut, they throw the ball away. Taylor Murren trying to slide toward the basket there. They saw him, but they threw the ball out of bounds. 8 turnovers on Briar Cliff. Hastings has got 12 so far in the ball game. Into the contest, Turner Fay checking out is going to be Zach Otting. 11:49 to play in the ball game. Hastings 55, Briar Cliff 50. Broncos led at halftime 42-40. Hastings back with the ball now. It's going to be Bacon moving it over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger now to Zach Lena at the free throw line. He was open, gave up the shot. Out to Jake Hamburger. Now Alex Thayer. Zach Lena here on the left side of the lane. Open again. Here's a pass back out there. Tipped away. Alex Thayer picks her back up. Alex Thayer in 3 points territory. 10 seconds in the shot clock. Dribbles the ball into the lane. Goes off to Zach Lena on the baseline. Trying to move it. Now the Thayer shot is up and in. Zach Lena gets the assist. Alex Thayer gets the field goal. And the Broncos now have built a 7-point lead in this one. It's 57-50. Turner Fay with the ball. Turner Fay gets it to Ricky Torres out here in 3 point territory. Torres out to Jake Shipley. 200 pass to the right side to Taylor Murren. Murren holding the ball on the wing. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here to Turner Fay. Fay will try on the left side as he dribbles with the ball. Comes back to Ricky Torres. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Ricky Torres. Down to Turner Fay, moves it over to Shipley. Shipley takes it down to the baseline, covered up by Hamburger. Outside of Torres for three. Shot is up there, no good. Nobody underneath the boards there to rebound. Hastings gets an easy rebound there down the right sideline. That's Bacon. Bacon with the ball, moves it over here to Alex Thayer. Jump pass inside the free throw circle. Lena, shot good. Zach Lena scores, and the Broncos have a 9-point lead. 59-50 now, with 10 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the basketball game from Sioux City. It is Turner Fay with the ball picked up there by Alex Thayer. Turner goes over to Shipley. Bounce pass comes inside to Engler with his back to the basket. Engler working against Lena, and Zach's going to be hit with a personal foul. Second foul on Zach Lena. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the ball game for Hastings. Non-shooting situation. Lena's going to check out. Here comes Woolman back in there. Briar Cliff will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Turner Fay will lob it in the lane to Shipley. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play as Shipley hits the deck. His lobber into the lane there, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Broncos. It's going to go on Flynn. That's going to be his second. There are three fouls now on Dylan Flynn. Three fouls on Flynn. And going to the free throw line for Brian Cliff is going to be Jake Shipley. Shipley's got 12 points in the ballgame. He has not scored here in the second half of play. He's the fourth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Shipley is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line today. His shot is up there, and the shot good. He'll get one more. Here comes Marvin into the ball game now for Hastings. Flynn will come to the bench. 10:08 to play in the ball game. Hastings 59, Briar Cliff 51. Into the ball game now will be Clay Harold for Briar Cliff, and coming out will be John Engler. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Jake Shipley's second free throw is up there and in. Shipley now with 14 in the ball game. The Hastings lead is 7, 59-52. There's Alex Thayer with the ball now for Hastings. Gets it over there to Brady Woolman. Woolman, jump pass over here to Jake Marvin. Dribbles the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket by Jake Marvin. Jake now with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 9-point lead, 61-52. Here's a Turner Fay with the ball being checked out here in three-point territory, and a foul is going to go on Marvin. Jake Marvin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So now both Flynn and Marvin, our post players, have three personal fouls with still half of this second half to go. Turner Fay goes to the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the ball game thus far. Turner scored 13 the first time these two teams played back in Hastings, and the Broncos beat Briar Cliff 88-69. Shot is up there, and the shot goes around the rim and down for Turner Fay. He'll get one more. And this is the 17th time that these two teams have played. Briar Cliff leading the overall series 10-6 over Hastings. Here's the next shot is up there. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Marvin gets the ball away now. The Woolman, who gives it away to Alex Thayer, and he'll bring things up into the offensive zone. Alex Thayer out here in three-point territory. Briar Cliff stays with their man-to-man defense. Bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. Spins toward the baseline against Collison. And now Marvin is going to be called to the steps.
Charger basketball.
Jake Marvin got the happy steps there as he was trying to move it toward the goal against Michael Collison, who stands 6'10" for Briar Cliff. That's going to be turnover number 13 on Hastings. And now Briar Cliff is going to walk the ball back up the other direction. 61-53. Hastings with an eight-point lead. High post. They get the ball to Jake Shipley right at the top of the three-point circle. Shipley now from just inside the line. His shot good. Jake Shipley scores on a long two. He's now got 16 in the ball game. Here's Hamburger back the other way for Hastings College. Hamburger goes to Woolman. Woolman outside down to Jake Marvin, who fakes the handoff. Marvin looking to penetrate down the left side of the lane against Michael Collison. Can't put up a shot. Marvin lobs it back to the near sideline. They get it to Woolman. Woolman out of Hamburger. Thinking about the three. Passed it up. Goes out here to Alex Thayer. 61-55. Hastings with a six-point lead. Broncos with the ball. 9 seconds left in the shot clock. Dane Bacon at the free throw line. Jump pass down in the corner. Hamburger for three. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Briar Cliff. Running back the other way is going to be Clay Harold. Gets the ball to Turner Faye. Jump pass to Murn here on the near side. Moves to his left. Three ball up there. No good. Rebound Hastings. Marvin has got it. He falls down and the foul is going to be called. A foul going backcourt here on the Briar Cliff. It's going to go on Shipley. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Jake Shipley of Briar Cliff. Still a non-shooting situation. That's going to be team foul number six on the Chargers. Hastings out on top of Briar Cliff by the score of 61-55. Hastings trying to rebound from their loss to Doan on Wednesday night. Here comes Brady Woolman with the ball, and he will trot it across the midcourt stripe here against Turner Faye. Bounce pass over there on the far sideline. That's going to be Bacon with the ball. Gives it back to Woolman. Inside now to Marvin. He backs up. Nice pass down to the baseline. Hamburger puts a guy in the air, and he nearly got his head taken off. He is fouling the play here, and Hamburger will go to the free throw line. Hamburger with a little fake there, and he gets hit by Jake Shipley up around the shoulders as Shipley left his feet. Jake nearly got his head taken off there, and now he'll go to the free throw line. The official is going to make sure Jake is all right. He is, as he will go to the free throw line down for the Broncos. Jake Hamburger has got 9 points in the ball game thus far. He is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Here comes Engler back in. Here comes Otting back in. Collison is going to check out, and Shipley comes out for Briar Cliff. 8 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Men's college basketball today. Hastings College out on top of Briar Cliff. This will be a big win for the Broncos. If they can steal one on the road here today. They're leading by 6 points. Hamburger's free throw is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's tapped out here. Woolman grabs the ball. He stays it right in front of the scorers table. Alex there. Nice play by Brady Woolman. Woolman has got the ball back here in three-point territory. Brady Woolman picked up by Turner Faye. Woolman dribbles with the ball. There's a bounce pass to Alex there. Down top of the key to Hamburger. Drops it down low. That's Marvin with the ball. Reverse layup is up there. No good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Faye. Turner Faye runs her back the other way. Leads the break to the far sideline. Murn for three. Shot good. Taylor Murn is second three-pointer in the ball game. And now Briar Cliff, the crowd has come alive here. They're within 3 points at 61-58. 7.5 minutes to play. Here's a steal by Murn. Murn takes to the distance and scores. So a three, a steal, and a two-pointer. And Briar Cliff is back in the ballgame. 61-60. They've scored the last 8 points in the contest. 7 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the game. Hastings with a one-point lead. Taylor Murn has done some damage here for Briar Cliff. There's Woolman trying to power his way to the basket. Tries to put a man in the air. We got an offensive charging foul. And a traveling violation on Woolman. He knocks down Turner Faye. A traveling violation is called on Woolman. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings. 7 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 61, Briar Cliff 60.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Crosstown here today. It was Doan coming back to beat Morningside. Final score of 68-66. So Doan remains on top of the conference standings. Tigers now go to 10 wins and 3 losses. They're 20-3 on the season. They beat Morningside today by a score of 68-66. Doan led at halftime of that ball game by a score of 40-38, but trailed in the second half. So Doan wins today in men's college basketball by 2. Hastings College, they had a 9-point lead a couple of times just minutes ago at 59-50 and also at 61-52. But Brian Cliff has come back. We got ourselves a 1-point ball game here with 7 minutes and 2 seconds to play. It is 61-60. Briar Cliff down by 1, and the Chargers have the ball following the traveling violation on Lohman. So here comes Turner Fay and the Chargers back the other way with a chance to pull ahead here for the first time in a while. Turner Fay has got the ball, gets it here to Michael Collison. Collison down to Turner Fay. Turner out here in three-point territory, picked up there by Alex Thayer, who stays in the ball game for the Broncos defensively. Over to Zach Otting, over there to Murren now. Murren gets the ball. Center of the floor to Clay Harrell is into the ball game. Now to Turner Fay. Bounce pass goes inside to Collison. Spins it toward the baseline. Jump pass down in the left corner where the ball is Harrell. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot good. Briar Cliff has the lead 62-61 with 6:24 to play. Hastings back on the offensive attack. Here's Bacon driving the ball against Murren as it's stripped away on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So the Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Still 25 left in the shot clock. 6:17 to play in the ball game. The Chargers out on top 62-61. Now we got a foul called as Flynn tried to cut across the lane left to right. The foul is going to be called. Is that going to go on Collison? If it is, he's gone. Yeah, Collison just picked up his fifth personal foul and a hold trying to keep Flynn from moving across the lane. That's big. Michael Collison, he fouls out of the ballgame now with 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Leads with 6 points, so the big 6-foot-10-inch post player is now out of the ballgame. He did not score in the second half. Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line for Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. Shot is up there. The shot good by Flynn. He's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. We are tied up at 62 points apiece in men's college basketball. There's Brent Wells coming to the ballgame now for Hastings. Hamburger will come to the bench. 62-62 with 6:17 to play. Dylan Flynn will have one more. Flynn puts it up there, and the shot hits the front iron, and off of the left side, no good. So we're tied at 62. Here comes Brian Cliff back with the ball. Turner Fay has got it back into the offensive zone. Goes to Clay Harrell, not a Murren for 3. Shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Flynn. Flynn gets the ball away to Alex Thayer. The woman on the far sideline. Brady brings it into the offensive zone for Hastings. Alex Thayer directing traffic out here in three-point territory. Right in his face defensively is going to be Turner Fay. Alex Thayer goes over to Bacon. His pass over here to Lohman gets away. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up there and scores. Brady Lohman hits one for Hastings. Lohman from the free throw line. He's got 18 points in the ballgame. And Hastings is out on top now. 64-62. Here's Clay Harrell with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Out on top. They get it to a Turner Fay. He holds on to it here against Thayer. Turner Fay trying to drive it. He can't do it. Gives it up now to Otting. Otting goes over here on the wing on the right side to Clay Harrell. Bounce pass comes inside. That's going to be Engler. Fall around jumper is good. Fall away jumper by Don Engler over Dylan Flynn. Don Engler has now got 11 points in the ballgame. We're tied up at 64 points apiece here. 5 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the basketball game from Sioux City. Hastings with the ball. Woolman goes in the high post. Flynn has got the ball. Moves in the lane. And now we got a whistle and a foul called. A foul here is going to go on the Chargers. It's going to go on John Engler. That's going to be his second. Hastings will have a 1-1 situation here with Dylan Flynn. Shipley comes back into the ball game now for Brian Cliff. Going out will be Clay Harrell. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Flynn to the free throw line. First one is good. Flynn now 4 out of 5 from the line today. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings 65, Briar Cliff 64 in men's college basketball. Dylan Flynn will have one more. We're down to 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in regulation. Dylan Flynn will have one more. Squats, eyes the bucket, shot up there, good. 66-64, Hastings with a two-point lead. Briar Cliff with the ball. Here's Turner Fay again. Drops it across the midcourt stripe, gets it to Shipley. Shipley hands it back now to Fay. Out here in three-point territory, works against Alex there. Moves behind the screen, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Turner followed his shot there and had to go ricocheting off of his hands out of bounds, so it's going to be Hastings' ball. Turner Fay got loose by dribbling the ball around the screen out there, around the three-point arc. So Hastings has got the ball now with a two-point lead, 66-64. Here's Alex Thayer with it now. Gets it to the wing on the left side to Dylan Flynn. He holds the ball. Flynn dribbles once. Comes out to Thayer. Now to Bacon. Throws it in the corner, and Woma was cutting the wrong way. Woma was cutting toward the basket, and Bacon threw it toward the corner and threw it out of bounds. That's 15 turnovers now on Hastings College. Briar Cliff has got eight so far in the ball game. 66-64. The Broncos out on top by 2 points. We're down to 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here's Otting with the ball. Out to Shipley. His pass is going to be intercepted. Tipped and intercepted. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's Bacon outside to Thayer. Drives it. Gives it up down to Bacon. 4-3. Count it! Dane Bacon with 2 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 8 points, and Hastings is out on top now, 69-64. Broncos have scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. Under 4 minutes to play. Here's Murn in the lane. Murn stops, throws it near side to Fay, lobs it inside down to Engler. He backs up, works in the lane against Flynn, puts it up there. Shot no good. He's fouling the play. Dylan Flynn picks up his fourth personal foul. So four fouls on Flynn. Going to the free throw line for Brian Cliff is going to be John Engler. Engler with 11 points in the ball game, 5 field goals. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 56% foul shooter in the season. His first one is up there. It's going to be good. He gets the roll. He'll have another one as he was fouled in the act of shooting by Dylan Flynn. Now 69-65. Hastings with a 4-point lead as John Engler will have one more here for Briar Cliff. His shot is up there, and the shot is perfect this time. So he cans a couple of free throws, 69-66. Here's Lohman, goes inside. The ball is going to be deflected away from Flynn out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there was Engler. 69-66, a 3-point lead. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Woolman will get it into Flynn. Now to Woolman for three. A shot from the corner. Hits the side of the glass out of bounds. That shot didn't look good. Brady Woolman throws up a shot from the deep left corner and hits the side of the glass out of bounds. Here comes Marvin into the ball game now for Hastings. Flynn will check out. 69-66, the Broncos with a 3-point lead. 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play in regulation here this afternoon. Turner Fay will bring the ball up now for Briar Cliff. Brings it into the offensive zone. Turner Fay, three-pointer put up there. A shot off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells saves it from going out of bounds right into the hands of Marvin. Marvin gets the ball down to Lohman. Brady will bring things up for the Broncos. Across the midcourt stripe, goes over in the far sideline out of Bacon. Bacon goes to Alex Thayer. Alex dribbling with the ball here on the near side. Comes to the wing. Bounce pass goes to Marvin, left side of the lane. Marvin brings it up high. Outside now the ring. The Bacon is shot. Good for three. Dane Bacon knocks down a three-pointer from the top of the key. That's his third three-pointer here at the ball game here tonight. And Hastings down with a 6-point lead, and the Broncos call a timeout. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings has blown a 6-point lead. Hastings 72, Briar Cliff 66.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today, 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the men's contest. 72-66, it's been a competitive day. The women's game went into overtime today. Briar Cliff beating Hastings 79-70. 72-66 here, the Broncos out on top. Here's Fay with the ball, gets away, drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Zach Lena They intimidated Turner Fay as he went to the hole right there. Broncos have the ball back here. Here's Woolman. He drives it to the basket. He loses the ball out of bounds. Woolman trying to drive it from the left corner toward the basket there, and he lost it out of bounds. Turnover number 16 on Hastings. 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Broncos have a six-point lead here. Turner Fay with the ball. Turner out here in three-point territory. Gets it to Murren. Brings it back to Turner Fay on the wing on the left side. Drives the ball against Bacon. Spins left side of the lane. Out to Murren for three. Shot is up there. Off of the mark. No good. Rebound to Shipley. Shipley down the right side of the lane. Underneath the basket. Reverse layup. Good. Jake Shipley scores on a reverse layup. He's got 18 points in the ballgame. 72-68. Hastings now leading by 4 points. We're down to 2:18 to play. Broncos have the ball. Here's Dane Bacon around the screen. Dane at the top of the key. Comes over here to Alex Thayer. Thayer dribbling with it. Sends it over on the far sideline out to Woolman. Woolman holding the ball here against Fay. Woolman behind the screen. Bounce pass. Comes over here to Brett Wells. A shot good. Wells from about 12 feet away on the right side of the lane. He's got his fourth field goal of the ball game. He's got 9 points. Hastings back out on top. 74-68. Here's Turner Fay trying to drive the ball, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Thayer. That's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Alex Thayer. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Zach Lena. Flynn is back in. Turner Fay to the free throw line. A minute and 53 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings leading 74-68. Turner Fay to the line. He's got 9 points in the game. 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Turner Fay throws it up there. Shot good. Fay will have one more. He's a 63% foul shooter in the season. Hastings now with a 5-point lead, 74-69. Turner Fay will have one more. Eyes the bucket. Throws are up there, and the shot good. Hits a couple of free throws, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, a minute and 53 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 74, Briarcliff 70.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
So Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College and Briarcliff. Hastings with a lead, 74-70 is our score. Elsewhere around the conference, what do we got? We got Doan defeating Morningside today by a score of 68-66. We gave one that to you earlier today. Midland has knocked off Mount Marty by a score of 78-56. And Dort today blew out Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 97-68. So everything is done now in the GPAC with the exception of this ball game. Our first game went into overtime, so we're running a little bit behind everybody else. So Dort winning today, Midland winning, and Doan winning. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan, they will play tomorrow at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. 74-70 is the score. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Broncos will inbound, and they turn the ball away. Off of the inbound and out of the timeout. Murren has got the ball. The Shipley now for Briarcliff. Hastings turns it away for the 17th time here in the ballgame. Hastings playing here on defense, man-to-man. In the lane is going to be Otting as he dribbles the ball to the near sideline. Otting gets the ball into the hands now of Turner Fay. A minute and 34 seconds to play. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Shipley 4-3. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Brent Wells hands it away now. They get it to Thayer, who will bring things up. 74-70. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Alex Thayer now to Brent Wells. Gets it back to the far sideline. That's going to be Alex Thayer. Gives it here to Flynn. Now to Bacon, right at the top of the 3-point arc on the near sideline. The ball poked away by Murren, out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Broncos have 14 seconds left in the shot clock. A minute and 7 seconds left in the game. The Broncos out on top of Briarcliff by the score of 74-70. Brady Lohman will down the ball. Lohman gets it to Flynn. Nice backdoor cut. They get the ball there to Thayer, and he's fouling the play. Alex Thayer went backdoor there against the defense of Briarcliff. Flynn got him the ball, and he was fouling the play. Now Alex Thayer will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Thayer has got 8 points in the ball game. The last foul went on Shipley, and that's going to be number five on Shipley. He fouls out of the ball game now with a minute and 4 seconds to play. He leaves with 18 points. He becomes the second Charger to foul out of the ball game here. So Thayer is at the free throw line for Hastings. Thayer is 78% foul shooter, and Nishana is up there and in. Alex has now got 9 points in the ball game. Here comes Hamburger back in now for the Broncos. Going out will be Dylan Flynn. Hastings with a 5 point lead, 75-70. A minute and 4 seconds to play here in the contest. There we'll have one more shot here. Alex dips the knees. The shot is up there and the shot good. Alex Thayer goes to the free throw line and nail a couple of free throws, but it's still just a two possession ball game at 76-70. Here comes Briar Cliff back with the ball. Clay Harold comes to the near sideline. It's mishandled there by Onning, but he picks it back up and then drives the ball against Lohman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Lohman. So Brady picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 10 plus on Hastings. So this will be a two-shot foul. Zach Onning will go to the free throw line. He's a 76% foul shooter in the season. He is one out of one so far today. Onning has got 3 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 6 point lead, and the shot is up there. It's good by Onning. He'll get one more. Here comes Flynn back into the ball game. And now Wells will check out for the Broncos. They're down to 54 seconds to play now. 76-71. Hastings with a 5 point lead. Next shot is up there. It is around the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger for Hastings. Hamburger to Bacon. Back to Jake. Gets it to Alex there. Jump pass across the 10-second line. They get it over here to Flynn, and he's fouling the play. Dylan Flynn is fouling the play here by John Engler. That's the third foul on Engler, and that's going to send Hastings to the free throw line with 44 seconds to play. 76-71, the Broncos have the lead. Flynn to the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ball game thus far, 5 out of 6 in the free throw line today. 61% for the season. Flynn's shot is up there. It's off the rim. No good. It's a two-shot foul. Briarcliff is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. 76-71. The Broncos out on top by 5, trying to win their 17th ball game of the season here in this afternoon. Dylan Flynn will have one more. Squats. Looks up there. Shot is going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Fay. Fay has got the ball for Briarcliff, running back the other way. Turner finds a seam, takes it to the goal. The shot's going to be blocked down by Flynn, and the foul is called. Yeah, I think that's going to be number 5 on Flynn. That's the case. Dylan Flynn fouls out of the ball game. With 38 seconds to play, Dylan Flynn is done. He leads with 9 points in the ball game. So he becomes the first Bronco to foul out of the ball game. Briar Cliff has had 2 guys foul out. Flynn leads with 9 points, going to the free throw line. Now for Briar Cliff is going to be Turner Fay. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 4 out of 6 in the free throw line, and his shot is up there and in. That makes the score 76-72. Here we go again. A 4 point lead now for the Broncos. Turner Fay will have one more. Shot is up there. The shot is off of the rim. No good. Rebound, Hastings. Broncos have a 4 point lead in the basketball. Here is Lohman in backcourt. Brady dribbling with the ball. Comes up near the 10 second line, and now he's fouling the play. Byrne went for the steal there. And draws just a little piece of Brady Lohman and picks up the personal foul. Taylor Byrne picks up his second personal for Briar Cliff, and that's going to send one of our better foul shooters in the free throw line in Brady Lohman, although he missed a couple of free throws earlier in the ballgame. He's 0-for-2 so far today, but an 84% foul shooter for the season. 76-72, the Broncos with a 4-point lead. Brady at the free throw line. His shot is up there, and it's in. Boy, that one hung on the front lip of the iron and then just decided to fall down through the hole. Brady Lohman gets the free throw. He'll have one more. That gives Hastings a 5-point advantage now at 77-72. Lohman's second free throw is up there. Good. Two big free throws there by Brady Lohman. And now Hastings calls a timeout. 30 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 78, Briar Cliff 72.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 30.7 seconds to play. A full timeout here. Hastings going over some last-second strategy. 78-72. The Broncos have the lead. It was 42-40 in favor of Hastings at halftime. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. You can pursue your passion anytime at Hastings College. You can find out more on the brand new website at hastingsbroncos.com. So it's at 78-72. Briar Cliff will bring the ball up the floor here. Turner Fay will play things in. Hastings attacking back here. Here's a Murn with the ball, brings it into the offensive zone. Murn gets loose, goes for the basket, and scores. Murn scores there on a two-pointer for Briar Cliff. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Now the score is 78-74 with 23 seconds to play. And a timeout called here by Briar Cliff. We'll take a break. 23.4 seconds to play in regulation. Briar Cliff trailing Hastings 78-74.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up after the game here today, we'll have our players of the game. And we'll also have the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here today. Broncos will not play on Wednesday this week. That's their bye date in the conference schedule. So the Broncos will not play again until next Saturday. They'll probably need all the time in the world to get ready for Northwestern next Saturday. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys on the air with the pregame show next Saturday at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. So Hastings with a four-point lead, 78-74 over Briar Cliff. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt, and immediately they're going to be fouled in a play. Guess who? Brady Lohman. Turner Fay fouls Lohman. That's a second foul on Turner. That's going to send Brady Lohman back to the free throw line. Again, he's an 84% foul shooter in the season. Hastings has got a four-point lead right now. Just a few ticks off of the clock there. 22.3 left here. So this will be a two-shot foul for Brady Lohman. As he looks up there, the shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman nails a free throw. 79-74. Hastings leading by 5 points. And now into the ball game for Hastings will be Carson Bloom. Bloom will check in, and Marvin will come to the bench. Brady Lohman will have one more shot here. This will still just give Hastings a six-point lead. Lohman puts it up there, and a shot good. So it's 80-74. Wells will come into the ball game now for the Broncos. Coming out will be Hamburger. 80-74. Broncos have the lead with 23 seconds to play in regulation. Byrne will pick it up on the far sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, throws up a quick three. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Hastings. Broncos got the rebound. That's Wells, who gets the ball away, and a foul call in backcourt. Wells got the rebound and immediately got it into the hands of Brady Lohman, who again will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. We're down to 15.4 seconds to play. So Brady Lohman, who's already knocked down four free throws here in the past couple of seconds, will go back to the free throw line for Hastings for shots 5 and 6. He's now got 22 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good again by Brady Lohman. That gives Hastings an 81-74 advantage now over Briar Cliff. Hastings looking for a sweep of the Chargers here during the regular season series. Here comes the next shot by Brady Lohman. It is up there. It's good. Boy, when the game is on the line, I like my chances with Brady. 14 seconds to play. Here's Fay, a long three. A shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound Wells off to Woolman. 7 seconds, and Hastings will bring the ball up the floor. That's going to be all she wrote. Hastings College is going to win her here this afternoon. As time expires, Broncos win the game. Big, big win for Hastings College here this afternoon as the Broncos beat Briarcliff for the second time this season. They win today here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Final score, the Broncos 82 and Briarcliff 74. Briarcliff is now 16-6 on the season. They are 7-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College improves to 17 wins and 6 losses. They move ahead of Briarcliff in the standings. They're now 8-5 in the conference race. In the final score, Hastings winning over Briarcliff today 82-74. Back with a recap after this.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
There's so much going on right now that you don't know where to start. Easy. If you're looking for a perfect gift for somebody right now, think Valentino's in Hastings. When you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your playoff game party, which would be fantastic with the Valentino's Bowl Special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for just $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember, Valentino's and Hastings delivers.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos win it this afternoon over Briarcliff. Final score of 82-74. Hastings now 17-6 on the season, 8-5 in the conference. Broncos led 42-40 at halftime, got out to a 9-point lead in the second half at 59-50, and at 61-52. But Briarcliff came back to make it a ball game. The final 6 or 7 minutes of the contest, it was a seesaw battle, but Hastings College getting a three-pointer from Dane Bacon with 3:08 to play to go out on top by 6 points. And then as the game was on the line at the end, Brady Lohman hits 6 free throws down the stretch in the final couple of minutes of the ball game, and the Broncos go on to win today. Final score of 82-74. Hastings getting 24 points in the ball game today from Brady Lohman. Other scores, 11 for Dane Bacon, 10 for Alex Thayer today, 9 points apiece from Jake Hamburger and Dylan Flynn. Other scores, we had Jake Marvin score 8 points in the ball game today, and 2 points for Zach Lena. Meanwhile, for Briarcliff, they were led today by Jake Shipley as he comes up with 18 points. He fouled out with 1:04 to play. 13 points for John Engler, 12 points for Turner Fay, 10 for Taylor Murren. The other scores for Briarcliff, we had Michael Collison score 6. Zach Otting had 4 points, and Ricky Torres had 4 points for Briarcliff. So again, Hastings College picking up a big win today on the road as they beat Briarcliff by the score of 82-74. Stick around. We've got the players of the game coming up next and in the coaches' post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon. Hastings College wins the men's ball game 82-74 over Briarcliff, and this is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Yet in the first game, the Hastings College women, they went toe-to-toe with the fifth-ranked team in the nation, Briarcliff. Today, they lose in overtime 79-70. Big ball game from Cammy Breckman. She scores 23 points in the ball game. Taz Yorig had 10. Laurel Zwiener had 10 points in the ball game. Hastings College men, they pick up a win today. They got 24 from Brady Lohman, 11 points for Dane Bacon, and 10 points for Alex Thayer here today. All candidates just for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game for the Hastings College women, it'll be Cammy Breckman today. She scores 23 points in the ball game. She hit the three-pointer to force the game into overtime today. But the Broncos got outscored in the extra session 15-6. Breckman, 9 out of 23 from the field. Only 1 out of 9, though, from three-point territory. 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. She pulled down 8 rebounds today. 3 on offense, 5 on defense. Scores the 23 points. Had 2 assists, 3 block shots, and 4 steals. So Cammy Breckman will be our player of the game today for the Hastings College women. For the Hastings College guys, Brady Lohman sinks 6 free throws in the final 90 seconds or so of the ball game. Lohman was 8 out of 10 from the field today, 2 out of 3 on three-pointers, 6 out of 8 from the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 24 points, 3 assists in 35 minutes of playing time here today as the Hastings College men knock off Briarcliff 82-74. So Cammy Breckman and also, Brady Lohman, our players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coaches' post-game show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Hastings Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coaches' post-game show. Coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here in Sioux City this afternoon, Hastings College, a big win on the road as they beat Briarcliff by the score of 80-74. And subbing in for head coach Lance Creech, Brady Lohman, going to join us on the postgame show here today. Congratulations, Brady, on the win. You were Johnny on the spot there at the end. 6 free throws in the final minute and a half or so. Talk about the win today.
Yeah, overall it was a really good team win. I had been struggling a little bit with my free throws, but the team never doubted me, and coach said to go get the ball, and I was able to hit them.
You guys, just an amazing performance today. This is a tough team to kind of handle today, but you guys shot the ball extremely well today and really had the game in your hands most of the way.
Yeah, we came out, played really well on offense in the first half, kind of gave up some offensive rebounds, and they were able to hang with us there. Second half, we stepped up our defense a little and were able to hold them down there and came out with the win.
Just got the final numbers. You guys out-rebound the Briarcliff 47-33 today, so a big advantage for you on the boards. And I'm sure the coaches, that's one stat he always looks at.
Yeah, that's one of the categories that we've kind of been struggling with all year, and coach thinks if we can win the rebounding battle that we should have a pretty good chance to win the game. So I'm pretty sure he'll be happy when he sees that.
Talk about how important this win was for you guys to come here on the road, a team that you already beat earlier this season, but a team that you've been kind of going neck and neck with in the conference standings, in the national rankings. You guys both receiving votes, but this is an important win for you guys.
Yeah, it was a big win. Any conference game on the road is huge. Like you said, we beat them at home earlier. One of our goals this season was actually not to get swept by any team. So sweeping a team is pretty much just as good for us, and always like to do that.
Well, what was the key of stopping Briarcliff today? What did you guys really concentrate on?
They've got some great players, some really good shooters. We practiced defense since the Doan game. We had to stop them. We had to mainly be physical with them was our big thing. Bump around, see if they'd respond. The game up in Hastings, we were really physical, and we think they kind of backed down. We thought we had some success bumping people through the lane, stuff like that, so we did that again.
They had a tough time holding Doolin out there. They had a guy foul out, and most of their guys, their post players, were in foul trouble most of the way today.
Yeah, I thought our post played really well. They said that they were pretty undisciplined on defense, and they like to jump. And I think they did multiple times, and as you can see, our bigs did a good job of giving some head fakes and getting their bigs in foul trouble, which helped.
Talk about your performance today, 24 points, 8 out of 10 from the field, 2 out of 3 from three-point territory, 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. I'm sure those are numbers you'll take any time, huh?
Yeah, I struggled in the game at Doan, didn't play very well. Coach came up to me at practice and said, keep going, you've been playing good all year, don't hesitate to shoot. And I came out, hit my first couple shots, and the team kept feeding me the ball.
With a game on the line, my money's on you anytime, my man.
Yeah, if I can keep it going, it's the same with me.
All right, congratulations, Brady Lomer. Thank you. Get to get Alex Thera in here for a couple of minutes. Alex, you had a pretty good ball game yourself as you sparkle here today. You had, 8 points in the ball game officially, 3 out of 5 from the field, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, also pulling down the 4 rebounds in the contest. Talk about the time you were out there. What did you see out of Briarcliff today?
They're a very good team. They've got multiple scorers. Shipley and Murren are pretty good. Our main goal was to stop those two, and if we did that, we knew we could come out with a win.
Lance talked a lot about Turner Fay and controlling him out there. I know he was matched up with your guards most of the day today. Talk about shutting him down today.
Yeah, Turner's a really good player. I played a lot against him in high school too, and he always gave me a good run for my money. He's a really good player. He's really fast. It's tough to contain a guy like that.
You guys have any junk talk between you two? You guys know
No.
Well, so did he say much out there?
Well, in high school, we used to talk a lot of crap to each other, but not anymore. We're good friends now. It's not in any talk anymore.
You guys hit 49% of your field goals today, 53% from three-point territory, and 70% from the free throw line. So another good performance. You guys offensively have been pretty consistent all season long.
Yeah, our offense isn't the problem. The thing is, we got to learn how to get stops. We try to outscore the good teams, in which we need to focus more on getting stops, and that's why we have trouble with the better teams. But it's good to come in on a road here and get a win.
What has been the problem? What are you guys working on in defense?
A lot of it's just communicating. A lot of our mix-ups are not talking. They get easy layups. That's why they're shooting high percentages, and we're just working on talking a lot. We went to the matchup zone today, which forces us to talk a lot, and I thought that helped us out a lot in today's game.
It's going to be important next Saturday. You got a pretty good team coming in here in Northwestern next Saturday, but you have a whole week to prepare for the Red Raiders. And it's probably the bye week during the week. It probably comes at a good time, doesn't it?
Yeah, Northwestern's a really, really good team. It's probably one of the best teams we've seen all year. We definitely need a week to prepare for those guys. They'll come in ready to play.
All right, congratulations on the win. We'll see you next Saturday.
Thank you.
Yep, Alex Thera, one of the Broncos stars here today in the ball game as Hastings College knocks off Briarcliff by the score of 82-74. Get you the final numbers in the ball game today. Hastings College was 27 out of 55 from the field for 49.1%. Briarcliff actually shooting only 38% from the floor today. They were 27 out of 70. The Broncos were 7 out of 12 from three-point territory for 58%. Briarcliff was 6 out of 31 from three-point range for 19%. For the free throw line, Hastings 21 out of 30 for 70%, and Briarcliff was 14 out of 19 for 73%. The rebounds, Hastings had 47 rebounds in the ball game today, 33 for Briarcliff. Hastings had a total of 16 turnovers in the ball game, 8 for Briarcliff, 1 block shot for the Broncos, 3 for Briarcliff, 5 steals for the Broncos, 7 for Briarcliff. But Hastings College wins it today in the men's ball game by a score of 82-74. Hastings picking up a big road win today, 17-6 on the season. They're now 8-5 in the conference. They will play at home on the Saturday of this week as they take on nationally ranked Northwestern. So that'll wrap things up for us from Sioux City today. Again, in the first ball game, Briarcliff beats Hastings in overtime, 79-70. Hastings College men picking up a win in the second ball game, 82-74 over the Chargers. My producer and engineer back at the radio station, Don Deborah, and I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.